in or out?
Yeah, Josh is in tonight. He will start.
Okay.
Yeah, he says the knee feels up pretty good, so we're gonna put him back in the lineup tonight and see how he feels.
Okay.
I'll be monitoring his minutes. But more importantly than anything, we'll just see if he's showing any signs of the knee bothering him or if he's ready to go.
Okay. So Collins is out.
Collins is out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's out of the line, starting lineup.
Well, yeah.
Yes, he's not.
Yeah. Out. Yes, sorry. That's Marvin's what I meant.
Starting. Yeah, Marvin is starting. Yeah.
Who will Josh open up?
He's going to open up against Ottawa.
Yeah.
Well, our matchup. The last time we played him up there right before the break, that was the matchup we had. And I really thought we had some really good success with it. So I'd be elected to go back to that same matchup.
When did Josh decide was it just after you guys got here or after this morning?
Yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We went through some play sets and got some shots up. Watched a little film, and while he was on the court, he said it felt good. You know, he said it felt good that that he wanted to go today. We were basically waiting to see on how he felt this morning after, you know, kind of moving around like yesterday, and this morning he said it felt good, so he gave us a thumbs up.
Can you talk about preparing for a team like the Knicks that like to push the pace?
Yeah, well, it's always they're a team that really plays an up and down game, and they you really have to be careful and not allow them into seducing you to play. I mean, if that's your style, you play your style. But what we have to really be careful with in particular is not quick shooting the ball. You know, we want to run for layups, but if the shot is not there, we have to be organized and get into something. You know, they do a great job in pushing the pace and seeking an early shot. And, you know, even if it's a three, you know, we don't want to play like that. You know, we do want to push the ball. We do want to attack the rim, but we want to be a little bit more selective on our shots. If we're in a situation where we're pushing the ball and we get a good look at a three and it can be a momentum play, then yeah, we can take a look at it. But we have to just stay with what we do, you know, and not get seduced into playing a fast style with a quick shot. And New York, they do it well. They're one of the better teams in the league that plays that way. Even with the trade, they're still playing, you know, at that pace. The only thing I think that where they're a little bit more different now is that adding Carmelo gives them another guy that they can isolate, play one-on-one. And obviously, Amari's going to be in that position a lot. That we just have to be good in playing our individual defense and making sure we can, number one, contain the dribble, keep the ball in front of us. But more importantly, we got to keep them off the free throw line.
Does it help you defensively now that they're not quite as good from the 3-point line?
No, not really. Opposite. Not really, yeah.
Because I know you played so well against Orlando by guarding the perimeter.
Yeah, you can, you know, we have to be good at guarding the perimeter, obviously. But now with a guy like Carmelo, he commands a double team, you know. I mean, you can play him one-on-one, but chances are he's going to force you into double teaming, and now you're in rotations. And when you're in rotations and they spread the perimeter, particularly if they're small at the four. I don't know how they're going to start tonight, whether they go Jeffries at the four, or I know they've played Shawnee Williams at the four, who stretches the ball to the three-point line. So they're just as capable, you know, with getting rid of the guys they got rid of. And what I was told is that they're actually shooting more threes on an average now. With the trade.
Really?
Yeah. So we're still going to have to defend that three-point line. I don't care how you look at it. But now with Carmelo, it just gives you another guy that they can isolate, and chances are he's going to command a double team, and now you're back into a scramble.
How much have you been focusing on, this is the opposite of defending the three, but about you know, being good at the rim, defending the rim the last couple of days?
Well, that's going to be that's going to be huge, particularly with Amari. They're not as big, I don't think, since they got rid of the big kid, Moscow. But with Amari, you know, with his ability to pick and pop, you have to honor it. And he also has the ability to put it on the ground and get to the rim. So you're going to have to take that away as well. We're going to have to play, you know, as I told the guys this morning, with such a physicality. It's got to be playoff intensity, you know, at the very beginning, because this team there, you know, they have three guys in Amari, Carmelo, and Chauncey, who all three guys are such aggressive competitors, and we're going to have to match it, and we're going to have to match it with you know, with the physicality, you know, inside and out. So everything in that paint area, you know, we're going to be challenged, and we got to be ready to accept the challenge.
Phillips is playing.
I haven't gotten word that he's not, so I'm going to factor in.
Good
the first two times you guys have played them, they got a little chippy, I guess you might say. Do you have to say anything to the team about keeping cool heads?
I don't think I have to. I think after you know, after our last game against them, and I don't think, I mean, even with all the talk that was being said in the media up in New York, I don't think it affected our guys. You know, as I told them, you know, it's all between the lines. You know, I don't care what happens or what's said in the media. The bottom line is the results between the line, and that's where we have to do our talking.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.